The nominees are, well, let's find out. Leonardo DiCaprio got attacked by a bear in The Revenant, and that apparently went over very big with members of the Academy. The 88th award nominations were announced today, and The Revenant got 12. But what? Nothing for Straight Outta Compton? Well, one for Best Original Screenplay. Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr is here. And Ty, you've spoken about the lack of color in the Oscars, so just start there. Was that a surprise to you?
Yes and no. No, not this year. At this point in the awards parade, we kind of know who's going to be in, who's going to be out. There were some wonderful performances by people of color. Michael B. Jordan for Creed is a perfect example. The conversations around these awards are so heated and going on for so long that you kind of know who's going to be in the mix and who's not, for better and for worse.
Yeah, I mean, some of the Academy members don't get to see these movies, you know, and that's part of the problem. But
and honestly, I think at this point there are more opportunities for actors of color on TV. Right. And you see that reflected in their awards than in motion pictures.
In the film. Well, but that aside, let's talk about what was nominated. The Revenant, most nominations overall. Director Alejandro González Iñárritu, nominated for Best Director. He won last year for Birdman. Just give us the thumbnail of The Revenant.
Well, this is a period film that takes place in the world of the mountain men of the 1820s, and it's based on a true legend, if I can say. Leonardo DiCaprio plays Hugh Glass, a fur trapper who is attacked by a bear, left for dead by his compatriots, and crawls back to civilization. And it's a hugely cinematic film. It's very long, and it left me dramatically wanting a bit at the end, but it is cinematic and then some, and I think its many nominations indicates that the Academy and Hollywood in general is looking at movies that really feel like movies.
Right, with real men out in the
macho men.
So let's listen. We only have this little piece of sound because there is just a lot of grunting, and here is some as Leonardo DiCaprio's character gets roused from sleep and attacked by Indians. What do you think his chances are for the Best Actor?
Well, at this point, DiCaprio is considered a lock for Best Actor. He won the Golden Globe. There's this sense that it's his year. Yeah. And that happens often in an actor or director's career where they've been nominated or enough times, and it happens. And everybody feels it's his time. And you know what? It's maybe not the most dramatically nuanced performance. There's not a lot of dialogue, but it's a performance, and it's a strong one.
Michael Keaton, who did not get nominated for Spotlight, is probably saying, I should have had a bear attack me, right in the middle. Let's move on to a Mad Max Fury Road, following The Revenant with 10 nominations. Mad Max, I mean, is that a surprise to you?
Not at all. It's a really good movie, and I'm sorry if people aren't going to see it because they think it's just an action movie and just a sequel. It's a really just kinetic, great action movie. It's up there as one of the great action movies. And this is the kind of movie that will clean up in all the technical awards. And if it is appreciated enough, it will get some major awards. So, yes, it's going to rack up a number of nominations.
Okay. One that we just loved, The Big Short, based on Michael Lewis's book about the 2008 housing collapse. It focused on real-life people who saw the crisis coming and, you know, made some money in the end by betting against these bad investments. Here's Christian Bale. He was nominated today for an Academy Award. He plays one of these people who just knows that the housing market is a bubble, but he's confronting disbelieving investors.
The average take-home pay is flat, but home prices are soaring. That means the homes are debt, not assets.
So Mike Burry, a guy who gets his hair cut at Supercuts and doesn't wear shoes, knows more than Alan Greenspan and Hank Paulson.
Ty Burr, just briefly, it strikes us that there are two movies out now that for young journalists to understand that, yes, when you suspect somebody is, wow, can't be doing that, that's too stupid, they probably are. And it's The Big Short and Spotlight. Both were nominated.
And they're both ensemble films, which are very tough to award nominations. And I think in both cases, they're such strong ensemble films that the Academy kind of got it right and kind of missed out. I'm glad that Christian Bale was nominated in the supporting category. I really wish Steve Carell had been nominated because that is such a soulful, heartbreaking performance. It's one of his best. I'm glad that Mark Ruffalo and Rachel McAdams were nominated for Spotlight and supporting. I would like to have seen Michael Keaton or even Liev Schreiber.
Liev Schreiber plays Marty Baron, the real-life former editor of the Boston Globe, your paper, we should say, when this expose of the Catholic Church sex abuse scandal took place. Let's just listen to him.
Show me the church manipulated the system so these guys wouldn't have to face charges. Show me they put those same priests back into parishes time and time again. Show me this was systemic, that it came from the top down.
Again, Lee Schreiber in the Academy Award-nominated Spotlight. Just want to take a look at the acting categories because you were saying who you missed in them. Matt Damon was also nominated for The Martian. It picked up a few nominations. He plays a scientist stranded on Mars. He has to figure out how to survive until he can be rescued. Here he is sort of talking about his food supply.
I got to figure out a way to grow 3 years' worth of food here on a planet where nothing grows. Luckily, I'm a botanist.
The Martian was nominated for Best Picture, along with Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, The Revenant, Room, Spotlight. Matt Damon, as we said, nominated for Best Actor, along with Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs, Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl, Bryan Cranston for Trumbo. So just take that all as a big pot there. Best movies, best actors. You mentioned some you'd like to have seen. Tell us more.
Will Smith at this point doesn't get kind of the respect he might.
Yeah.
And if you have seen Concussion, and not many people have, it's probably the finest performance he's ever given. I forgot I was watching Will Smith, which is when he is a star like that, that's hard to do.
So Tiber, any other Oscar snubs?
I think Carol, which is a movie that everybody who sees it is sort of mesmerized by it. It's so well made. It's so well directed. Todd Haynes was not nominated in the directing category. That, to me, is an oversight. The movie was not nominated in the Best Picture category. That, to me, is an oversight. I also think it's curious that Ridley Scott, you know, The Martian gets love up and down from the Academy, but he did not get nominated for Best Director.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Carol, Kate Blanchett was nominated for Best Actress, surprising no one. She played half of a lesbian couple in that film. But a lot of attention has been focused on relative newcomer Brie Larson, who plays a former kidnap victim. She's trying to make a life for herself after she and her son escaped this house where they've been held. Here's a scene with Joan Allen, who plays her mother.
I don't need to rest.
That's what the doctor...
That is not what the doctor said. You don't know what he said because it was a confidential conversation and you don't know what he said.
All right. I feel like you're impossible to talk to right now.
Well, sorry.
No, you're not sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sorry.
Boy, what do you think in this category?
This is a tremendous category. These are all Oscar-worthy performances. They're all tremendous.
Let's name them. You got Kate Blanchett, Brie Larson, Jennifer Lawrence for Joy, Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn, Charlotte Rampling, 45 years. So, yes, great category. Go.
I think it's Brie Larson's to win. She's been around for a long time. She's a young actress, but she's been putting in a lot of work in the last, you know, 5-10 years. She's well-liked and, you know, this is on one level, this is an exception to the Oscar likes epics rule this year, except Room is an emotional epic. And she is front and center that entire movie, and Larson brings it. I mean, she really takes you places emotionally that you don't expect to go. That said, what Charlotte Rampling does in 45 years is just beyond belief. That's another movie that not many people have seen that's just starting to roll out and one of the finest performances of her career. So that is a loaded category.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on all of those. But Ty, since we have you, we just have to take a minute to pay tribute to British actor Alan Rickman.
I know.
Died at 69, same age as David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
Might be best known in the U.S. for playing Severus Snape, the potions professor who mocked Harry and his friends. Here he is in a scene from Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
That is the second time you've spoken out of turn, Miss Granger. Are you incapable of restraining yourself, or do you take pride in being an insufferable know-it-all?
Again, Alan Rickman, who's died at 69 from cancer, never nominated for an Oscar?
You know, he's one of these great, great actors that various groups love for different reasons. I got texted this morning by both my daughters who are at college early saying, Alan Rickman's died, to them, to that entire generation. He's probably the most emotional resonant point of that Harry Potter series. He's a villain, but no, he's a hero, and it keeps changing, and he plays it so well. For men of my generation, he is the arch-villain of Die Hard, and always will be.
Right.
For a lot of people, myself included, they will always remember, and I'll probably be watching again soon, a little movie called Truly Madly Deeply, yeah. which did nothing in theaters here but was discovered by many people who love it on videotape or on cable. It's sort of the thinking man's ghost.
Yeah, a thinking man's ghost.
And he is heartbreaking in it, and he never got an Oscar nomination because he played supporting roles, and the lead roles he played did not make an impact theatrically. So yeah, he got skunked, but everybody I know is very sad, and yeah. they should be.
Well, in 1990's Truly Madly Deeply, he plays a man who refuses to leave his longtime love. After he dies, he still remains present. And here's a scene with co-star Juliet Stevenson when he talks about the first time they made love.
And then we had some cornflakes. And when we kissed, which was at about 11 o'clock the following morning, we were trembling so much we couldn't take off our clothes.
Our nod to Alan Rickman, who will now join that exquisite but painful salute to those in the industry who've died when we watch the Academy Awards. We've been talking about nominations with Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr. Ty, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah. Incredible to hear his voice. If you don't know his face, you know his voice. Well, as usual, we'll have the full list of Oscar nominations at herenow.org. I agree. Steve Carell in The Big Short, he was robbed. We'll have a look at what's true, by the way, about that film, about the housing crisis and what's changed in the coming days. Go see it.